For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Has the job hunt worn you down? Application after application and radio silence. I know why you're here, and I can help you get there. A job offer, a job faster. You can now book me for $2 a minute for 30, 45, 60, or 90 minutes for a video chat interview preparation session. Don't need 45 minutes? Don't pay for it. Want to do 30 minutes now and maybe 30 minutes later once you progress? Let's do it. If you aren't getting responses to your application, we'll meet and rework your resume to get noticed. If you aren't passing job interviews, we'll work through a mock interview so you can put your best foot forward with winning responses that make a difference. I'm here to consult with you if you're in a unique situation and want input from someone that has seen it all and can help you succeed like I have so many others. It's super simple. You just go to jobinterviewexperience.com and click the $2 minute coaching button at the top of the page, select the amount of time you want to meet, and then you can look through my availability without having to pay. Pick a time and pay $2 a minute for 100% of my attention. Check out the testimonials while you're there from listeners to this podcast that I've worked with in just the last couple of weeks. It's blocked into 30, 45, 60 minutes and more. So we won't go over. You won't get charged any more than what you pay for at checkout. Remember that the faster you invest in yourself, the faster you land that dream job. Go to jobinterviewexperience.com or follow the link in this episode's description. I'm excited to meet with you, help identify what's holding you back, and help you take control of your career today. Unleashing her 15 years of experience in corporate recruiting and human resources at KPMG, Deloitte, and S&P, Vicky Salemi is passionate about empowering job seekers with insight and firsthand knowledge from the halls of HR. She also works with organizations to streamline processes, create talent hiring strategies, ghostwrite recruiting marketing, and more. Today, Vicky is a career expert for a website you may have been to recently. Monster.com. She's an author, keynote speaker, and nationally syndicated columnist for Vicky on Careers. Vicky is here to share what priorities employers are focusing on for 2024, trends that are impacting workers, how to connect with employers, and more. Vicky, welcome to the Job Interview Experience.
Thanks for having me, Matthew.
Can you tell us about your career journey and what led you to your current role at Monster.com?
So I started my career and a big four accounting firm in learning and development, moved my way over and up to global mobility, which was really fun working with international assignees. I went myself to London for a month, worked overseas briefly, came back, moved into experienced hire recruiting. And that's where all the magic started happening. And then I left, wrote my second book, started writing more for the New York Post and a couple of other outlets. And then worked again, big four recruiting, different firm, and then another financial services company. And then the last recruiting role, I just felt like there were so many times when candidates didn't negotiate and I knew there was money to spend. I knew they could just, if they just asked for more money, I would have been able to say, sure, we can increase your salary by 10 grand or whatever. And there were so many things that I wish I could have told them during the interview process. And I felt more like for my role, it became more transactional and it lost some heart to it for just me as a person. I felt like I had a higher purpose and I knew so much more that I could help candidates shine and really succeed. And with Monster, and I love what they do. So but several years ago, we connected and said, wait a minute, like, let's combine, because they do so much for employers and finding the right fit with candidates, but also for candidates. There's so many resources that we have on our site. And it was just it's been such a wonderful partnership, because we both have this driving passion and purpose to help companies as well as job seekers.
What priorities do you think employers are focusing on looking at 2024?
Yeah, for hiring, employers are focusing on several things. Number one is the skill set, to make sure that candidates, if they don't have the skill set, let's say the technical skills, they can teach them, but looking at the soft skills in terms of also knowing what the candidates want. So at Monster, we have a lot of really insightful data. We know, in addition, of course, to salary being one of the top aspects that job seekers are looking for, employers know that job seekers are looking for flexibility. So in turn, employers are thinking, okay, how can we have the most productivity, most productive workforce that's the right cultural fit by also knowing there's a labor shortage? So also going back to the skills, be transparent with job descriptions in terms of not only salary, but also location, because that's a key driving factor. And employers know that they can think outside the box. When I worked in recruiting, it was more like, look, here's the zip code, here's the geographic region. And you're really limited in terms of the talent beyond that zip code. Someone lived cross country, it wasn't necessarily a possibility, whereas now it is. So it's a benefit for both employers and job seekers that there are more options now for non-location based jobs.
I'm seeing so many articles about larger employers bringing people back to the office, especially to reinvigorate downtown areas or areas around larger corporate headquarters. Besides location-based flexibility, and for the listeners, when we say that, really, it a lot of people want remote work. Is there any other flexibility or anything employers are doing to be creative to give people a little more freedom?
Yes, it's not only where you work, but it's when you work. So that freedom may look like a four-day work week or make your own hours as long as you get the work done 40 hours within a week. Doesn't matter which hours, as long as there's coverage, let's say, with your client and or colleague. So I'm glad you mentioned that, Matthew, because it's not only location, but it's also time.
Is there a generational component that impacts priorities for employers and employees for what they want or what they're looking for in the current job market?
Yes, and I'm glad you asked that because I think it goes down to also negotiating your offer. Someone in their 30s might be more interested in childcare. Someone in their 20s might be looking for tuition reimbursement, whereas, say, baby boomers or Gen Xers are thinking, what's the 401k matching? So I think it depends. And so that's why it's important as organizations look at their benefits in terms of what they offer, but also for job seekers to really identify what are their priorities. So when they're negotiating a job offer and they realize, wait a minute, hey, I can try to negotiate my time. What's most important to them? Is it being outside of the office, working from home 3 days a week, working in the office 2 days a week, and or is it working maybe 7 a.m. to 2 or 3 p.m. or traditional 9 to 5?
Yeah, the pandemic seemed to fast track so many different things that were probably on the horizon. Of course, an easy one is remote work, but also those flexible work schedules along with remote work, when you have employees in 3, 4, 5 time zones. It really changes the 7:30 a.m., 8 a.m. hard start time for a workplace because that could be 5 a.m. somewhere. That could be 4 a.m. somewhere. So it's interesting to see how really we have this almost these global working hours, or at least across the United States, where people are able to come in and out. And that helps so much with things like childcare, other schedules, transportation. It's interesting to see where that'll go, how flexible employers will be, and then seeing the output of what employees can do with work hours that really align, not with their preferred lifestyle, but with what makes a work-life balance possible. Have you seen any developing trends that are impacting employees, positive or negative, in the workplace?
In terms of flexibility or just overall trends that are impacting them?
I'd say hiring trends, salary trends, anything like that.
Yeah, something that is impacting them in a positive note is salary transparency. Many states, it's by law, you have to post the salary for a certain job. Then we know at Monster, that's a green flag for job seekers, is to know what the pay range is before they apply. So that's been really helpful. And even in places like New York City, it is the law, but places nearby, it's not. So let's say if you're living in Hoboken and you have a job search that you're looking nearby in Hoboken and or New York City, you may be more apt to apply to New York City jobs because you know what the role pays. So even in Hoboken, it's not the law, but some companies, we're noticing at Monster, there's pay transparency in areas where it's not the law yet, because we know that is impacting both employers and job seekers in a positive way. And it could also definitely help decrease eventually eliminate the pay gap. So that's one area. Another one is companies are realizing that employees do want this flexibility. And also before the pandemic, the perk was, free lunches, ping pong tables, And that has kind of shifted in terms of more substantial benefits for companies to look at what are we offering. And through the pandemic as well, fast-tracked the importance of mental health resources and accessibility to employees so they know that. And also for job seekers to know during their job search and during the interview, it's okay and they can and should ask what the benefits package looks like. What their out-of-pocket costs, what are the employer costs? It's important to compare apples to apples when you're looking and interviewing at multiple companies to see what is the job offer. It's not only the salary. You're looking at, let's say one has a commute that's 2 hours a day, one has zero commute, which is also time and money, but also your benefit package.
One of the biggest questions that listeners write into me for is asking, how do I connect with employers? And there'll be two parts to my question. How do I connect with them to even get an interview? So I know that I have the perfect skills for this job. I have what they're looking for. I apply and I don't hear anything. And the other side is during the interview, how do you connect with them and not just become a 15-minute box that's checked? Do you have any strategies for connecting when applying and then say that you get that interview? How do you connect with a recruiter or hiring manager at a deeper level than just a brief conversation?
Yes. And I'm glad you broke this out to two separate questions. And if I go too long, feel free to say, hey, Vicky, let's move forward because I could talk about this for hours. So number one, it's really important when you see a job online, apply ASAP within the first 24 hours you see it. Don't put it like aside. Oh, I'll do this weekend. Oh, it's going to take too long. No, I want to read a ton of templates. If you feel stumped with cover letters or whatever, make sure you apply. Don't talk yourself out of it. If you don't have all the skill sets for it, good, that you shouldn't. You should always be aiming high or go for it anyway. Don't wait. The great, awesome resumes will get noticed. Highlight your soft skills at the top for your executive summary and connect the dots. Show how you would be a no-brainer to at least get your foot in the door, because companies aren't necessarily looking for the cookie cutter of, okay, this is the job and this is the exact person that we're looking for. They're thinking, oh, wow, maybe this person has a background in sales for this position that's actually more number crunching, but they have this creative flair and they may have this charisma or ability to build strong relationships that's really important for this number crunching role. So you're out of the box. Skills and experiences can definitely be an asset. So don't count yourself out. So apply as soon as you see it online. Also, don't wait for jobs to become available. What do I mean by that? Conduct informational interviews. Have meaningful conversations with people, with companies that seem super interesting, and get to know what their company is like. Connect with them. Meet up with them for coffee. It could be someone from your alma mater through, let's say, a pickleball club or you belong to or whatever. What's in your social circle? Have conversations. Stay top of mind. Ask who they know. So this way, when a job does become available, hopefully you will remain on their radar screen and you could say, oh, when you're talking to them, hey, if you hear of anything in this area, it sounds really great. I actually have these top three skills that you just mentioned. I would love to learn more. They get to know you. You get to know them, like the hidden job market. And then when a position becomes available, you will hopefully be top of mind. Then the next piece, Matthew, you asked the critical piece is like, how do you connect? It's about building rapport. Now, if it's a phone screen, when I used to do so many of them, it's challenging because you may be multitasking, which you don't even have the video component. If you could just be having like a very brief conversation. So the phone screen, you're not necessarily going to build that rapport and that's okay. So just have the expectations in place. You want to make a positive impression. You want to be professional. It's okay to tell them if they call you and you don't expect their call and you actually pick up your phone. I don't pick up my phone, but I don't recognize the number. Let it go to voicemail, y'all. Then you can say, can we reschedule? I'm running to a meeting right now. I would love to talk to you. What's best for you? And then reschedule from a very quiet place where you can focus and they can hopefully get the sense that you have their full attention. You're not multitasking. You are in the zone. And then try to build that rapport. It is a brief conversation, but throughout each interview, you want to demonstrate that you have the rapport. Because at the end of the day, when I had my hiring managers and they had two nearly identical candidates or more, the offer came down to who was the person who would most fit in the group the best. So that person, if they took them out to lunch, they had a great personality, they connected on their favorite sports teams or their favorite hobby. You can connect with them in a professional way on an interpersonal level. Where are they going for the holidays, or where their summer travel planned? What's on their bucket list to travel, or something that's just fun, friendly conversation where you make an impression on them. So when you do send that thank you note, you can add that little line like, oh, let's go Yankees or whatever team or whatever that you connected with them on, and they will remember you hopefully in a positive way.
Oh, what you said is so good about, say, for a phone interview. If you're out walking your dog and there's going to be noises, people are going to say hi, maybe you have to get on the subway, things like that. Simply saying, this is really important to me and I want to give you my full attention. That's not something I can do right now. Can we reschedule to set your earliest convenience?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you humanize yourself like that, and it is on us as job seekers, for the listeners, we want companies to humanize themselves and connect, but it's also on us as well. Doing something as simple as that, instead of fumbling through an interview while you're distracted by a million things, just telling them, hey, I want to give you my full attention because this specific job is a huge priority for me. Can we reschedule for an hour from now, or here's a couple days and times? They'll appreciate that. They want to talk to you. They obviously do because they called. But just telling them that and respecting the time that they'll give you by giving them your full attention, little things like that go a long way. Don't be afraid that if you get this call, it'll be your only chance ever to talk to them. If they treat you that way, you don't want to work there anyway, but they'll reschedule with you and you've already built this common knowledge between the two of you that they called you, so they want to talk to you. You took the time to reschedule and give them your full focus, so you want to speak with them and invest in that relationship as well. Vicky, you really briefly mentioned, I think you said cover letter tools at Monster.com. What are some tools that Monster has that job seekers should know about beyond just seeing the open jobs?
Yes, there's so many cover letter templates, like you mentioned, resume templates, free resume review by certified resume writers. You can set up job alerts so they land in your inbox on a regular basis so you don't have to feel like you're constantly searching for jobs. The jobs can land in your inbox, both part-time, full-time, whatever you're looking for. In addition to a ton of content, articles, how do I negotiate? How do I leave a toxic boss situation? How do I resign? All the questions that job seekers need to know. Top 100 interview questions you need to prepare for. Top interview questions you should ask at the end of every interview. Things like that so you'd feel like you're not alone. You have guidance. We got your back.
I didn't know about a lot of that. So is that something the job seeker, if they go to monster.com, they'd see kind of at the top of the page some of those additional resources beyond the job openings?
Yes. Yeah, you can see it on the homepage as well as search further. There's a keyword search and advice section.
Do you have any tips for job seekers to differentiate themselves in the hiring process from the resume to the application to the interview stage?
Yes. One way to differentiate yourself is to be polished and professional and consistent. So sometimes the candidates that didn't do well throughout the process, maybe they were great during the first interview, the second interview they paused, or they didn't, there was a blunder. So be consistent. And if you don't know something, like you mentioned earlier, just if you can't take the phone interview at that point, just be honest and transparent, humanize it and say, I'm in the middle of something right now. I really want to be prepared. This is important to me. So during the interview, that went a long way to differentiate themselves. If they didn't know the answer to a question or they didn't have a specific skill set, they were direct, transparent, upfront, and honest. And then they pivoted. Well, I don't have that experience. No, but I do have a similar experience, or I don't have that experience, but I can tell you a time when I trained myself and I completely taught myself how to do something within a week. So they got back on their feet. They didn't fumble, but they were honest and they built that rapport, that trust and respect. And that's how you can differentiate yourself, is be honest throughout the process.
I absolutely love what you just said. I just put out an episode about answering job interview questions that you don't know the answer to, or that maybe you're just too flustered to give a good response, or maybe it's data or something like that, maybe from your last job, that you need to reflect upon to be able to say on the spur of the moment. And in the episode, I talk about it's a great response is just saying, I don't currently have that information, or I don't actually currently know the exact answer to that. Will you allow me 24 to 48 hours to research that or gather that information and get back to you so I can provide the appropriate response? And then what that also does for for job seekers is it gives you a chance to follow up. Now, you don't ask for maybe the hiring manager's or the president's email address. You can even say, hey, if I can share that data with you in the next 24 hours, who's the best person to contact with that? So not only have you shown that instead of fumbling through a response, which Vicky, I'm sure you've seen, I've seen this thousands of times, people will repeat a question back to you three times in a row and then kind of make up a non-response or kind of work through the answer in their head out loud, which never works out well. You show that you're humble in admitting that, hey, I don't have that exact answer right now. You show that you're proactive in saying, hey, I'll go research that or I'll go gather that information and bring it back to you. And you create an opportunity to follow up, which everybody wants an excuse to do. And now you have a good excuse to follow up if you don't hear back in the next couple of days. So I love that you said that. Does Monster have any market or user data that job seekers might be interested in as far as trends, demographics, anything like that?
We do. We have data every month in terms of hot topics, like what are red flags, green flags, or in the interview process, in terms of also like for employers, we have an annual state of the work, like basically an overall survey for the whole year that drops every January, state of the grad survey that drops every spring. So job seekers can look at that. But what's really most telling for job seekers is what's most important to them. And we talked earlier about benefits in terms of knowing that companies are more flexible in terms of the skills that they're looking for. And college degree doesn't necessarily carry as much gravitas that it used to have. If you have similar related experience that could be in lieu of a specific degree, in some cases, not all. But so it's really important for job seekers. Of course, we have data and very helpful, insightful information for job seekers, but it's really important for job seekers to determine what they're looking for, what they're good at, what they want to be doing, as well as what's most important to them for negotiations, for salary, benefits, flexibility, et cetera.
I'm really intrigued by your book, Big Career in the Big City, and I know you've traveled all around the world and written maybe about some of your experiences. What have readers learned after working through your book?
That's a great question, Matthew. I think one of the top things is realizing that the employers need them just as or more than they need them. So job seekers may feel, if you're listening, you may feel down and out, upset, anxious. There's a life cycle. It could be a roller coaster of emotions when you're looking for a job, especially if you were let go and not anticipating it. So I think one of the main takeaways from my book is just feeling uplifted, feeling like, okay, I'm not in this alone. This is insight from a recruiter's perspective of how to better negotiate. And maybe people feel nervous about negotiating. It hopefully puts them at ease to realize this is something that they can, the skill set, their job search and negotiation, the skill set they can develop and get better at. But you don't have to be perfect to do it. You just start.
I will link to that in this episode's description. How should listeners connect with you to learn more?
They can check out my website, VickySalemi.com, or follow me on Instagram at VickySalemi, and I'm on X as well.
Vicky, thanks so much for sharing with us. As we come to a close, do you have any words of wisdom or encouragement to send our listeners off with?
Yes. Remember that employers need to find you. As much as you're looking for a job and you may feel like it's taking longer than anticipated, they really want to meet you, and they want to meet you now. So everyone's on the same team here. So just keep going. Don't give up. You got this.
I love it. Thank you so much, Vicky, for joining us on the Job Interview Experience.
Thank you so much.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.